1. Miles to go. Ruins of Shoshone. Harmony. Shan System. Acting Captain Gina Fuentes, 501st Infantry Regiment, crouched behind the rubble to check the take available to her via TACNET. The regiment's tactical network was a wonder to someone with a Marine Corps background. She had been a Viper for only a couple of years, though it seemed even less than that, due to time being weird and fold space. TACNET was still a wonderful novelty to her. General Bergton's regiment did things a little differently to other Alliance forces. They did them his way or no way, and he was a strong believer in the axiom, bigger is better. Whether applied to firepower, manpower, or information didn't matter. To him, bigger was better and always had been. It was hard to argue when Gina was one of the beneficiaries. TACNET meant that no matter where she was or doing what, she had access to the big picture. It wasn't her rank either. Every Viper had access to the same information. It was so very different to her Marine Corps days. As a Marine, she had followed her orders and often didn't know why those orders were given. Information was compartmentalized behind rank and parceled out on a need-to-know basis. Her mission goals had therefore been simplified. Simplified did not mean simple. She had followed orders that sometimes didn't seem to make sense and had to go on faith that all would become clear in time. It usually did, but that methodology did nothing to alleviate anxiety levels. General Bergton preferred to run his regiment otherwise, especially so in combat. It meant everyone knew what was expected of them and their comrades, but also meant that any Viper could immediately take up the slack should one of them fall. They all knew the plan, they all had the ability to evaluate its progress, and they all could take steps to ensure it succeeded without fearing their actions might screw up other parts of the mission. TACNET was real-time, information flow fully automated by a Viper's internal computer system, and was linked via satellites with the General and his staff aboard Grafton in orbit. Gina quickly evaluated what TACNET was displaying. It was especially important these days, as she wasn't fighting exclusively with other Vipers and Shan warriors under Viper command. Fifth Fleet had brought a large ground force to join the fight. Reinforcements were of course welcomed by the Shan, but the many different forces each had their own command structure, subordinate only to Admiral Kusoff. Admiral Myers, commanding TF-19, was no longer the biggest show in town, and had placed herself at his disposal as per her orders delivered to her when Fifth Fleet arrived. All of which meant that Gina and the other Vipers were no longer officially in charge of the ground war, but the Shan warriors who had fought beside them did not see it that way. They continued to look to the Vipers first for orders, the fact the other human ground commanders found irritating in the extreme. Not that they could do much about it. They were guests of the Shan, after all. With so many different forces involved in the battle, Gina could no longer rely upon all combatants doing the right thing. Only Vipers had TACNET, an integral system built into all Vipers. Everyone else, except the warriors under direct Viper supervision, had to use satellite feeds and ground observation to fight their battles. That reminded Gina to check the feed overhead. She dismissed TACNET and accessed the satellite network seated in orbit by Admiral Myers when they first arrived.
Computer, access satellite Zebra 1-9-9-er. Center grid Delta 6, subgrid Fox 2.
Gina studied the battlefield displayed on her HUD, head-up display. The display was suddenly populated by heat sources that she began to decipher. It was night, and the devastation was softened, but she wasn't interested in the broken architecture of Shoshone. She was looking for any units out of position or any enemy movements. Everything seemed fine, and she quickly reported in.
Gold 3, Alpha Leader. All secure, no movement, no concerns,
Gina said, using her internal comms. And that was another thing. Now she was working as part of the forward scouting element and not the main offensive force. She had to report twice. Once on Viper comm to Grafton, and once using helmet comm to the ground commander in charge of Shoshone.
On schedule. Alpha Leader, Gold 3 copies,
Major Faghini replied. No changes.
Copy, no changes, she said. Alpha Leader out.